some of the lachas of Kriyas Megillah. So the key of Kriya is to hear every single word of the Megillah, al ha-seder, in the correct order. The person has to hear every word, has to read every word, has to hear every word. If a person is not reading himself, he has to have kavanah to be yotze with the person who's reading it. The person should have kavanah to be mekayim the mitzvah. The Iker mitzvah, which is written in the Megillah, is b'yayim. That which we do a kriya b'layla, Chazal added a drabbanan on top of that. So a person should have kavanah to be mekayim that mitzvah. And they hear every word. The person is dozing, starts to doze off during the Megillah. So I mentioned before that the Rav Rumer in his Shuvas Eretz Zvi says that the test to say if you've counted, you've really been listening or not, is that when you come back from your moment of being spaced out, when you space back in, if you know exactly where you are, it means you were really listening. That's enough of listening to be yotze. If when you space back in, you have no idea where you are, you have to look around to find the spot, means you were not listening. So those words you didn't hear, or if you didn't hear the Valkarik, read those words clearly. So you can go back and read those words. So those words have to be read in order, though. They have to be read so you can go back and read those words yourself. But meanwhile, the Balkari is continuing further. So you need to catch up, as it were, to the Balkari. So if you're listening to a Balkari who reads nice and slow, you can catch up. If you listen to a Balkari who's reading nice and quick, you're going to have more of a challenge. The luck is you cannot read the whole... You can read from a non-Megillah, from a non-Klaf, you can read up to half of the Megillah. So if you have this problem in Parak Gimel, you catch up to them in Parak Tes, you have a problem. You've read the majority of your Megillah from a non-Megillah. Number one, you're not supposed to read a full inyan, a full section of the Megillah, even if it's, not, it's less than Roiv from a non-Chumash. So that could be, you missed the words at the beginning of one section, and the next thing you know, you catch up to him. You read a whole column's worth of your chumash. Probably a whole inyan has been read. So the person should make sure that they're very focused in hearing every single word. If they miss a word, immediately try to correct that word, read it yourself, and then catch up as quickly as possible. Okay, there's some more details we'll talk about Bez Hashem tomorrow.